tiger attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Thursday, January 15, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network, 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan, coming in loud and clear this morning. Also, the show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com, yourdefendingfathers.com, the app. For the show is the TuneIn app, capital T, capital I, one word. Download the free one, then search for WYPV, We're Your Patriot Voice. On the radio station side, the website, of course, is the call letters, WCHY.US. That is the website with the stream player there on the website and the simple radio app. Two words, capital S, capital R. Download Simple Radio like Officer Rick Downstate does every morning, and then search for the call letters. WCHY, We're Constant Hits of Yesteryear. Got a great show lined up for you. We're trying to connect with Bernadette Smith, possibly in the third hour. She's an announced candidate running for the U.S. Senate, primary challenging Mike Rogers. She's a Christian woman. She's married to a pastor. She's got a beautiful family. She's been involved in Republican Party politics for a long time. She is a African-American black woman and very, very faithful to her husband and her family and to the Christian cause within the Republican Party. She's running as an alternative candidate to Mike Rogers. And we will be talking with her, hopefully, between 11 and 11:30. She had another conflicting appointment scheduled. She's going to try to move that so she can be on the show with us today. Very interesting development yesterday. We talked about it here. We broke the story, actually, about Jocelyn Benson being sued by employees. Well, they're in complete 100% damage control, trying to claim that the lawsuit is frivolous and absolutely false against four plaintiffs. This isn't a disgruntled employee. This is not just one. This is four. And they have filed their lawsuit on Monday here in Wayne County Circuit Court. And the attorneys are absolutely trying to spin this every single way you can possibly spin this. We have quote of the day. We have information about different candidates running on the Republican side. This is going to be a news show completely reporting on news stories from Lansing and also a little bit coming to us from Washington, D.C. So get yourself another cup of coffee. Make sure you tell your friends 11:30 today. You want to check in. You want to stay with us through the third hour as we hope to get Bernadette Smith on the show. We're working on it. We're doing everything we can. Her schedule is very busy, as you can obviously know. And I told her that we could get her in today's show. I think 11:30 is going to work, but she's got to move another committed appointment around to see if she can join us. So stay tuned. Got a great show lined up for you. Want you guys to be a part of it. Text line is also open, 231-360-5140. If you've never texted me before, send me a text. First name and the city. Greatly appreciate that. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy or call 800-654-9659.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I'll fight for election integrity like no one else. Only U.S. citizens should vote, and I know how to secure our elections. No more fraud, no more doubts. Every legal vote will count. Delegates, endorse me at the March convention to restore trust in our elections, and together we'll make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Thursday, January 15th edition. Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, held a press conference, the very first one of this year. And he said that the Republican-led House is prepared to do big things, quote unquote, in 2026, despite it being an election year. The speaker refuted early analysis from political observers that 2026 will not be an eventful year, based in part of the prior even numbered years of the legislature, in which passing a state budget before July 1st is going to be their top priority. Typically, controversial policies are shoved into the lame duck session after the election in November. Hall noted that the prior Democratic Speaker, Joe Tate, Democrat from Detroit, governed very carefully in 2024 and really didn't do any, quote, significant legislative bills, end quote. What happened? They lost the House. I don't care that it is an election year. We're going to take risks, Hall said. We're going to do bold things. We're going to be very similar to the things we accomplished last year. And my hope is that we'll come forward with some very aggressive and needed changes to Michigan law that are going to make lives better for the people. Because I was part of those political observers that said, probably not going to get a lot of things done this year because they'll be out campaigning. Very much working to take back the Republican majority of the Senate and maybe even grow their majority in the House, while also campaigning for governor, attorney general, secretary of state, and a new U.S. senator. Well, as for policies, Hall said that they are going to be focused on affordability, particularly in the medical sector, as President Donald Trump is going after health insurance companies. He says he sees his chamber doing something very similar to what the president is doing in Washington, D.C. Hall said he envisions a new commission that will look into the finances of hospitals and whether they are in fact operating like true nonprofits or if they are being overly extravagant in building in enormous pieces of infrastructure. We're going to be taking on the insurance companies. We're going to be taking on the hospitals and health systems, which have gotten way too big, way, way too big in previous years. They said when they merged into basically five big healthcare systems in the state, they claimed that it was going to lower costs. But the studies say it's actually cut out all the competition and actually increased costs. See, I'm going to stop Matt Hall right there. I absolutely 1,000% agree with the speaker. I've said that for years. Competition is good. Competition lowers prices, increases customer service, and absolutely, absolutely lowers the cost of living for the people in the state of Michigan. Now, I'll give you a perfect example, folks. Our cell phone service that we operate the radio station with, also my personal phone, Vicky's personal phone, along with the internet. Now, if you have right now any other internet service besides Spectrum, I need you to listen. Because as of December 15th, Spectrum has gone full-blown into the mobile phone business, taking on here in northern Michigan, Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, all of the big three carriers. Well, Spectrum negotiated access to all of their towers. If you're a Spectrum Mobile customer and you're traveling around Northern Michigan, whichever tower from whichever company is in the area of where you're driving, your Spectrum Mobile phone is going to connect to it. I said, okay, explain this to me again. And the guy spent almost an hour and a half with me on the phone, because we have four cell phones. We also have a tablet. And then, of course, we operate the radio station and our computers at home with Spectrum Internet. He said, okay, since you're already a Spectrum customer with your Internet, we can give you very affordable mobile phone service as low as $10 a month per line. And I'm like, full services, full phone calls, text messages, and data, unlimited data? He's like, absolutely. I said, yeah, but what towers do you have? He says, we have access to all the towers. We have internet. Well, Verizon, T-Mobile, and AT&T have internet as well, but it's not as good as ours. We have 1 gig speeds. Download, upload is higher than theirs, and our reliability is better than theirs. I said, okay, yeah, I know. That's why we've been using Spectrum for the radio station and home for years. Well, all you have to do is give them a call if you don't have Spectrum Internet and get a price. See what they can offer you compared to your current carrier. If you switch and become a new customer for Spectrum with higher reliability, higher speeds, they can also offer you a mobile package. You keep your phone. You keep your phone number. All you do is switch from Verizon, T-Mobile, AT&T, whoever you have, switch it over to Spectrum. Better service, and you have access to all the towers. If you're a Verizon customer or T-Mobile or AT&T right now, all you have access to is their towers. Well, as you're driving around the state of Michigan, they may not have a tower where you're at. But there's probably a pretty good chance there is another company's tower out there. Well, Spectrum is also putting up towers. They've agreed to share their new towers that they're building and putting up here in Northern Michigan with T-Mobile, AT&T, and Verizon. So as they're willing to share their cell towers, they're willing to share their cell towers with Spectrum. Folks, I cut literally, which we had very affordable rates with Verizon, I cut our cell phone service in half. Competition's a good thing, and that's exactly what Matt Hall's saying here. By them consolidating where these big healthcare systems, primarily Munson, McLaren, Henry Ford, downstate, Henry Ford healthcare systems has taken up and bought many of the hospitals that used to be independents. Crittenton Hospital in Rochester Hills, now a Henry Ford hospital. These huge, huge healthcare systems, five of them across the entire state of Michigan, has decreased competition. That has absolutely cut out competition, and now they have somewhat of a semi-monopoly on our healthcare systems. So, like Donald Trump, who's working on rolling out a huge announcement today, not sure if it's about healthcare, not sure exactly what it's about, but basically, huge, huge announcement coming today. And the rollout of what he's calling the healthcare affordable healthcare framework. Well, Matt Hall is saying that they're going to do something very similar here in the state of Michigan. Also, House Speaker Matt Hall, when asked about the lawsuit over them in the House Appropriations Committee denying spending $644.9 million in work projects from last year's leftover budget, Speaker Hall predicted that the House would win a temporary restraining order that was issued last Friday and would prevent state departments and agencies from spending that money. Well, in the legal process here in the state of Michigan, folks, whenever the legislature does something, one opposing party can ask the attorney general for a legal opinion, which is exactly what the Democrats did when the Republicans denied the spending of that money. Well, last week, sure enough, true to form, Democrat Attorney General Dana Nessel gave a legal opinion that the law that the House panel used to reject the spending was unconstitutional because the action didn't require support from the corresponding Senate Appropriations panel. Well, Speaker Hall filed a lawsuit immediately challenging her opinion. And the Court of Claims scheduled a hearing Friday to consider a temporary restraining order. Now, he says that he believes they will get that temporary restraining order in court tomorrow on Friday. Speaker Hall said if the courts agree with Nessel's reasoning, it will really weaken legislative intent, quote unquote, and basically would say once you give the money to the governor, she can do whatever she wants with it. Well, that's not good law. And the law that we used clearly said that either chamber, either the House or the Senate, in an appropriations committee, could stop the spending. I believe he said the law goes all the way back to the 1970s. Well, it hasn't been used in a long time, and the House Republicans chose to use it on this spending. Speaker Hall went on to say that the House Republicans will continue to look into Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson's office as part of their oversight function. The speaker didn't overtly commit to any specific investigation, anything specifically that they were looking to do, especially in light of allegations of discrimination within her office. As I reported yesterday, this week, four black employees accused the Secretary of State and her Department of State of racial discrimination. Speaker Hall did not specifically address those allegations in his comments. He's got some other things they're going to be doing in the House. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.